As we continue discussing the concept of mitoich, and we're learning that one may only carry the tzairich, there has to be some tzairich, according to Rashi, otherwise it's asum b'derabanan, according to Tosfos, otherwise it's asum b'deraisa. The achrayim, the paiskim, discuss many different situations, what is considered a hatzal tzairich and what is not considered hatzal tzairich. One example that they speak about is, let's say you want to carry something out, not because you want to have it in a specific, in the second spot, but you don't want it to be in where it is currently. In other words, there's really no constructive purpose in this carrying. Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that there we can't say the concept of mitoich. Because again, he says the entire concept of mitoich is based on the heter of oichel nefesh. Oichel nefesh means that I'm having a positive experience from the food that I'm eating. But if there is no positive experience involved, it won't be considered mitoich. On the other hand, what about carrying garbage outside of the house to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? The stipler held that you could carry it out. So too is the opinion of the Shevet HaLevi, because having garbage in the house is something that's uncomfortable. It creates a lack of Simchas Yontif. And as we quoted in our previous shiur, anything, according to the Beis Yosef, that creates Simchas Yontif would be considered Hoitzol Tzorich. And therefore, one could walk with his child in a carriage. Even though he's taking a walk with his child in his carriage, that's a positive experience for the person who's doing it, and therefore can be done on Yontif. Although, I did see that the Chazon Ish had a peida, was careful not to carry children in a carriage on Yontif. He was concerned that people won't understand the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. The stipler said that was not a takana that the Chazon Ish wanted to institute long term. It was only at that time where people were unfortunately not familiar with the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. But certainly all of us now know the difference between Shabbos and Yontif, and we can be makel. There's a raya that we could be makel even for Hiddur Mitzvah. We learned the Gemara Masechta Sukkah, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, that they used to carry the lulav all day. It's quite clear that they finished doing the mitzvah, yet they were carrying it. Why? Because they considered that a Hiddur Mitzvah, and therefore doing something for a Hiddur Mitzvah is mutter. And therefore, I saw from Rav Nissim Karelitz Shlita in the Sefer Chut HaShani, what will be, he says, if there's a person that has two esrogim, he's not quite sure which esrog is the kosher esrog, so he bought himself two esrogim. So he says you could carry both esrogim, because for him, that's considered a hiddur mitzvah, that he should have two esrogim to fulfill the mitzvah with, and therefore not only as the Shulchan Aruch, as the Mishnah we learned, passions that you could carry in a lulav, but you could carry even two esrogim. There's a question in the Paiskim, if one can make achnasa sefer Torah on Yontif, especially in a shul that already has sifrei Torah. The Shailos HaTshuvos Priya Sada says that if the shul already has sifrei Torah, one should not make achnasa sefer Torah. But the Klaus Megareba and Shailos HaTshuvos Divrei Yatziv, Oyre Chayim Chelik Beis Simen Reish Chav Hei, says that if you're going to lane from that new Sefer Torah, even though you have already a Sefer Torah in the shul, you're allowed to carry that Sefer Torah. And he brings a very nice raya. His raya is that we keep on discussing that everybody agrees that you're allowed to carry Machzorim to shul on Yontif. The Rishonim already discussed it. Now, it's very possible, he says, that they had Sidurim in the shul. yet they carry the machzorim on Yontif because everybody wants to daven from their machzor and doesn't want to daven necessarily from the siddur that's available in the shul. So from here we see that anything that brings you enjoyment, anything that brings you enjoyment is considered something that you're allowed to carry on Yontif. But the Shulchan Aruch discusses the kelim, and that you're allowed to carry kelim, hatzrichim like, but the Ramah adds, they have to be kelim hatzrichim like tzas. So the Paiskim discuss what is considered, what is included in this case, heter. One of the cases, there's a tshuva from Moshe, and the Shalos tshuva is Egris Moshe Oir Chaim, Chelik Beis, Simen Kuf Gimel. Let's say you're carrying cigarettes. Not that I'm suggesting you should be allowed to smoke, not that I'm suggesting there may be allowed to smoke on Yontif at all, but according to those that smoke and smoke on Yontif, and you have a pack of cigarettes, and let's say there are 20 cigarettes in the pack, and you're not going to be smoking, hopefully, the 20 cigarettes. So Rav Moshe says you don't have to be careful that carry only the amount of cigarettes that you need. Especially, he says, we're going to learn the Gemara that Ribi Bishurim is Mutter in Yontif, and therefore the halacha is that you could fill up a whole barrel of water. The Gemara says, even though you only need much less water. So therefore, the Paiskim say, Rav Moshe says, that if you're carrying out a pack of cigarettes, even though there are more cigarettes in the pack that you're going to need, you can carry out the whole pack. But there are a number of conditions stated regarding this heter. One is, it has to be the same type of item in the pack. That means you can carry out a pack of cigarettes with more cigarettes than you need. But you can't put into your pack of cigarettes something that isn't cigarettes. Furthermore, the Rav Moshe says, that's only if you have a pack of cigarettes. So you're not obligated, says Rav Moshe, to remove the cigarettes that you're not going to use from the pack. But let's say you have a pack of cigarettes that has in it 10 cigarettes, and you're certainly not going to smoke more than 10 cigarettes, and you want to fill up that pack with more cigarettes, that Rav Moshe says you may not do. And therefore, let's say you're carrying out some tissues, packs with tissues. You don't have to just carry the amount of tissues that you need. You could carry more tissues than you need. But the question that comes up is, let's say you have a keychain. And on your keychain, you have keys that you certainly will not need on Yontif. You have keys to your office. You have keys to your car. But they're all on one keychain. And again, very much based on the concept that we just heard from Moshe. It's not that you're putting the keys on the keychain, but you have the keychain, you have the keys already on it. There are many paiskim that it seems that that's the opinion of Rav Sternberg Shlita and the Shaul Shuvas Chuas Van Hugges, Chelik Aleph, Simon Shin Memches, that are lenient. On the other hand, I saw from the Shaul Shuvas Mishnah Halachas, Chelik Ayin Simon Ayin Vav, he says you can't compare the situation that we spoke about by the cigarettes to the situation by the key. Because by a cigarette, you may end up needing that cigarette, using that cigarette, because you obviously hold your lot of smoke on Yontif. But the keys to the area that you can't go to on Yontif, the best example is a car. So you're never allowed to have, you're never allowed to drive your car on Yontif. There, he says that even if they're on one keychain, and even if there is, even if they were on that keychain before Yontif, you may not carry them like that on Yontif. And therefore, it's interesting to point out that the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that just like the halacha is, we know on Shabbos before, it's not the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasoi, just like the halacha is, that on Shabbos, before Shabbos begins, before one steps out of his house, he's supposed to check his clothing, if he has anything in them that he shouldn't chas v'sholom come to carry. The same thing is on Yontif. because it's not to, we're not to understand, as we're learning from our shiurim, that all carrying is mutar on yontif. The Mishnah Brura here in Sif Katnavov discusses an interesting shaila. Let's say you have a safe in your home with a, that's opened by key. Are you allowed to carry the key on yontif if you're worried about leaving the key at home? So Mr. Brewer paskins that one should be machmer because one should not carry because of hefsim mamon. Certainly, if you have a way of protecting that key without carrying, says the Mishnah Brura, one shouldn't carry. On the other hand, the Paiskim say that let's say you have in your home food or items that you need to have on Yontif, you're certainly allowed to carry the key to your home because that's called Tzarech Yontif. You're concerned that you will lose those items. However, one has to recognize a very important halacha. And that is two very important halachas. One is, let's say I'm going out on Yontif in the afternoon, and I will not be returning until Matzah Yontif. So I'm carrying my key. It's not Tzarech Yontif, because I'm coming back after Yontif. And therefore, there, maybe you're not allowed to carry your key, especially according to the opinion of the Mishnah Brura. Similarly, the Paiskim discusses a very interesting shaila. Let's say I have a key, and I'm walking out of my house on the first day Yontif, and I will not be coming back until at night when it's the second day Yontif. And as we've been learning and will continue to learn, one is not allowed to do malacha achana from one day Yontif to the next. So, can I carry the key? So, the Paiskim have a svara to be mekel, and this is a svara that we've been using in our shir, and that is that anything that creates simchas Yontif is considered haitzah l'tzayrach. So if I want to go out of my home, and if I will not go out of my home because I can't get back in if I don't carry my key, then that's considered tzayrach simchas Yontif. And since it's considered tzayrach simchas Yontif, one could be mekel. As we learned, one is allowed to carry his machsoirim to shul, and what about carrying them back home? So the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Vav says one is allowed to bring them home. He said, "Umikamakam hamachzirim shavim biyontav lebeis haknesses umesyorei megneva." He's concerned that they're going to get stolen. Abish ain tzarch lem oy biyontav, even though no longer needs them. Mutan lavin lebeis lo dibra koil. The tirus soifim shem tchilasam. We're concerned that you're not going to bring them to shul, and Chazal don't want that, and therefore you could bring it back home. The best eitzah, the Paiskim say, on machsoirim, is if you carry your machsor home, is to use the machsor at home. That if you bring him home and you're going to use him at home, so that's considered Tzarech Yontif. And the Paiskim say, even if you have other machsorim at home, so you don't need that machsor at home, still it's mutter. Similarly, Ramosha, in the Shalz of Chuvas Egris Moshe, Chelik Hei, Simen Chof, discusses the question of one carrying his talus home on After Shabbos with as an Erev or on Yontif, and he says that again, if you don't want to leave your talus in shul, that's considered a tzayrich, and since it's considered a tzayrich, you're allowed to bring it home. However, the Paiskim say, there are some Paiskim that say that if in the shul there is a place where you could keep your talis, where you keep your sidurim, maybe we have to be more machmer. Certainly, if one stops off at a friend's home on the way from shul, and there he doesn't have the concern that I don't want to leave my talis or machzer in shul where all sorts of people come and go, there you would have to take it, deposit it, and not be allowed to carry it any further. The Mishnah Berurah discusses in Sifkat and Yud, discussing that af kelim sheshaychem loichel nefesh, even kelim that are oichel nefesh kelim, kigoyim tzakina makai gavna, im kvar gomes sudosoi, if you already finished your meal, v'lo yitztarach aleim, and you won't need them anymore, os lo lichem imay b'shus rabim or b'kamus, you can't carry anymore. They're no tzorech. V'yesh makilim b'skinim, however, says the Mishnah Berurah, there's some that are lenient about a knife, you never know, you may end up having a fruit that you're going to get, and you're going to want to eat that fruit, and you're going to need the knife. However, concludes the Mishnah Berurah, that you know for sure you won't need the knife. Some is going to shul, could go in shul, you don't need a knife in shul, also you can't carry it. So therefore, say the Paiskim, if you have a keli that may be needed, you could carry it on Yontif. That means, let's say it looks like it's going to rain. It's not raining yet, but it looks like it's going to rain. So you want to carry your raincoat, says the Debret Sina Rav, in the Shalos HaTshuvos Ber Moshe, Chelik Ches, Simen Kuf Pei, that under those circumstances you could carry the raincoat, because that's something that's considered letzayrach. The Shulchan Aruch here in Simen Tuf Kuf Yud Ches Sif Bei says, however, also Yisrael Oitzi Shum Dav B'Yontif letzayrach Eina Yehudi. You're not allowed to carry something letzayrach Eina Yehudi. Hago Avo Mutal Shloich LeAyidei Eina Yehudi. You could use a non-Jew to carry something on your behalf, but to carry something on behalf of a non-Jew is not considered a tzorech. And as we've been learning in our series of shiurim, mitoich is only mutter when there's a tzorech. If there is no tzorech, we can't apply the concept of mitoich.